Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Off-duty police officer wounded in shootout in northwest Wichita. We've got the story.
Kansas year-end tax receipts exceed expectations. I'm Dan O'Neill.
12 boys and soccer coach found alive in cave in Thailand. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. The heat will soar today with fireworks soaring and no rain expected tomorrow. Our complete forecast is coming up.
A shooting involving an off-duty police officer this morning west of 21st and Mays in northwest Wichita. Around 3:19, police were called to the 1900 block of Stony Point Court. Chief Gordon Ramsey says
an intruder had come into the home and the two had engaged in a gun battle. And both the suspect and the off-duty officer were shot.
The officer wounded in the leg, a 24-year-old man, was wounded more than once. Both men have been hospitalized in critical condition.
And police say a man was shot multiple times Monday afternoon in southeast Wichita near Lincoln and Woodlawn. 43-year-old man hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Police officer Paul Cruz says the shooting happened in a parking lot of a business. This was in the 800 block of South Woodlawn.
An arrest has been made in the fatal shooting of a 23-year-old Wichita man Saturday morning in the 800 block of West 26th. The victim identified as Patrick Morse. Police Lieutenant Todd Ogile describes how events leading up to the shooting took place.
His girlfriend will get into an argument with her 34-year-old brother. During that argument, the brother will produce a handgun. We believe that Mr. Morse would try and intervene or stop the argument when the shot is fired, striking him and killing him.
34-year-old Robert Hall was arrested Monday afternoon in Perry, Oklahoma, while en route to Dallas on a bus. This is one of three shooting homicides in the space of 2 hours Saturday morning in Wichita.
Kansas state officials say fiscal year-end tax receipts came in $318 million above projections.
The Kansas Department of Revenue Monday released a report showing that fiscal year-end tax receipts were $1.2 billion above the previous fiscal year. Department of Revenue Secretary Sam Williams says tax receipts were above expectations for every month during the fiscal year that ended June 30th. The agency says receipts were especially strong in June, when receipts were $144 million more than projected. Williams says the increase indicates a rise in retail spending. He believes federal tax cuts passed late last year helped spur the economic growth. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Wildfires continue to burn on the West Coast. Firefighters struggle to battle Northern California's blaze. It threatens 700 homes. Cal Fire Division Chief Chris Anthony.
Crews are establishing a line around it and getting control on some areas. But until we've had those crews go in and mop up and make sure that there's no embers at all that can cross the line, we'll still be looking at very low containment numbers.
Firefighters are battling more than 40 wildfires in the West.
In Thailand, the 12 boys and their soccer coach have been found alive after going missing over 10 days. British divers and a British caving expert are credited in discovering the boys.
Rescuers have to work out how to get the boys up from the cave and in what order, whilst battling the constant rise and fall of floodwaters. In Chiang Rai and across Thailand, people have prayed for the safe return of the missing footballers and their coach. But their ordeal is far from over. The military is taking them 4 months' supply of food and is preparing to teach them how to dive. Lisa Holland, Sky News, Chiang Rai, Northern Thailand.
Wichita's fireworks ordinance prohibits displays that go more than 6 feet off the ground. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News firecrackers are okay.
It's just the tall stuff, the stuff that goes high and comes down. And, you know, what people are worried about are the burning embers coming down on property and starting fires.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted Show here on KNSS. Now 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Couple swings of the bat that pretty much decided the Royals-Indians game last night. We'll have highlights and preview your Independence Day sports activities coming up in just a few minutes.
Florida deputy rescued a teenage girl from an aggressive alligator. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock, and city leaders in Lawrence say they will consider lowering fines for people caught in possession of marijuana. The Lawrence Journal-World reports the current city law allows for fines up to $1,000 for first-time offenders. As resident Laura Green recently presented a proposal to Lawrence City Commission that would call for reduced fines and make other changes, the commission agreed to discuss the issue at an upcoming work session.
A West Coast hospital accused of dumping homeless patients on the streets agrees to settle the case.
Silver Lake Medical Center, which is a psychiatric facility in Los Angeles, allegedly dropped off hundreds of homeless patients on the streets of the city. The center's agreed to pay more than $500,000 to settle with prosecutors who say the hospital was supposed to take them to shelters but left them elsewhere. The dumping of patients like these is an ongoing problem for L.A. for more than a decade. The county and city attorneys now plan to hold a summit soon with hospitals on how to avoid this practice in the future. Ken Duffy, Fox News.
A Florida deputy rescued a teenage girl from an aggressive alligator.
After getting chased by the gator, Jordan Broderick climbed a tree to escape. Her mom called 911.
It's an emergency. My daughter's stuck in a freaking tree. There's gators surrounding her. We can't get out. Police are 15.
Jordan was desperately hanging on to a limb for half an hour. That's when Lake County Sheriff's Deputy Mitch Blackman arrived. Sheriff's Office spokesman Sergeant Matt Farner says Blackman opened fire.
Deputy actually said the gator started coming towards him and hissing at him. So at that time, he went ahead and did what he had to do.
After getting hit, the animal sank back into the water and didn't reemerge. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And right now out there in traffic in Wichita, we've got a stalled out vehicle. This is northbound I-235, right around Zoo Boulevard, so watch out for this one. Again, that's northbound I-235 at Zoo Boulevard. Watch for a traffic slowdown around a stalled-out vehicle. Traffic update, KNSS Radio, I'm Jad Chambers.
Now, time for the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Katie Western. Good morning, Katie.
Hey, good morning, guys.
And it looks like a pretty good forecast for the 4th. A little warm, but not too bad.
Yeah, we're definitely talking about heat today and into tomorrow as well. We're starting off pretty muggy this morning. It's 76 degrees in Wichita right now. We've got some pretty clear skies. Winds, just a slight breeze out of the southeast, about 7 miles per hour. And dew points are in the low 70s, which definitely means you feel the humidity in the air. And that's only going to make it feel hotter this afternoon. We're looking at a high today of 98 degrees and with the heat index into the low 100s. Mostly sunny skies and gustier southeast winds this afternoon, 10 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, also staying pretty warm. We'll just get down about 75 degrees with mostly clear skies. And then, yeah, for your 4th tomorrow, it's going to be hot again, a high of 96, still humid, too. So, again, we got to make sure folks stay hydrated if you're planning on being outdoors for the holiday.
And you know a lot of people are. They're going to be outdoors going through the lake and fireworks displays, ball games, all kinds of stuff going on this weekend or this week and on the 4th of July.
So, at least we, you know, probably won't have to dodge storms or anything, so that is some good news for the holiday. But, yeah, folks definitely need to take it easy in the heat.
What about the rest of the week, though? Any chance of showers on Thursday or Friday coming up?
Yeah, we do actually have a chance coming in for the end of the work week. So Friday in particular, it doesn't look like it's going to be a big deal. We're not really talking much in regards to severe weather or anything. Okay. Just kind of some widely scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout the day. But at least it'll cool us down a little bit in the low 90s for the weekend.
All right. Thank you, Katie. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast. With Kansas State meteorologist Katie Western. 7:12 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. And anytime we have a large gathering of people anywhere in the United States, it seems, we've got to think about the possibility that somebody's going to do something. Maybe some sort of terrorist thing will happen. It looks like Cleveland and the FBI there have thwarted a planned attack. With us this morning, Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers to talk about it. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning.
Apparently this fellow allegedly at least was planning something out. He was talking to the wrong person, wasn't he?
He was. It was an FBI undercover agent, actually, is who he ended up talking to. And they got a tip about this guy in 2017, and that's when they started, you know, kind of paying attention to his Facebook posts, which were disturbing in their own right. They started investigating him. They felt that he expressed a willingness to do a U.S.-based attack on behalf of al-Qaeda. So they introduced an undercover agent was, you know, made contact with this guy and started talking to him. During this, he moved from Cincinnati to Cleveland, and he decided that that would be the place that he wanted to carry out his first attack, and he felt that the 4th of July was best. Now, this guy is an American-born citizen. It's important to note that. Demetrius Nathaniel Pitts is his name. He was radicalized in the U.S. They don't believe he traveled abroad or anything, like for training or anything like that. He talked about his hatred for the U.S. military, talked about several ways to carry out the attack. He talked about, you know, everything from disposing of bodies to the Boston Marathon. Kind of seemed to, you know, throw a little shade at the Boston bombers because they, you know, as he put it, only killed three people. This guy is, I mean, the conversations that are detailed in this indictment, which are verbatim conversations, are chilling to read.
Really?
Really,
yeah.
It really is. He said, like I said, he's an American-born citizen. Last week, he met with the undercover agent and said their holiday is coming up. What would hit them in the core? To blow something up during the 4th of July parade. Mm. So the undercover agent actually gave him a bus pass and a cell phone. And he thought they were from al-Qaeda supporters. And that was so he could go downtown and kind of do recon to figure out where the best place would be to park a truck full of explosives, like, you know, Oklahoma City.
Right.
You know, things like that. That's what he was down there doing, checking out a park and the Coast Guard station and other, you know, things like that.
Tanya, did he also have – I heard he might have been planning ahead even for Philadelphia as well,
yeah,
as doing something in Cleveland.
Yeah, that was the future attack he wanted to do. He wanted
I think we're dropping Sonya there, Jad. All right, Tanya, thanks for being with us. Tanya J. Powers there from Fox News Radio talking about this guy who, you know, obviously these guys aren't brainiacs that are doing this, some of them. They're not very, very sophisticated in knowing who they're talking to. And the FBI, for what all the things we see and hear in the media about the FBI and so forth, they're pretty good at doing certain things. And obviously they stopped a guy who wanted to do some damage there in Cleveland. So, 7:16 now, Steve and Ted here on Tuesday, July 3rd. Tomorrow's the 4th of July. Ted, I've just been thinking about those kids in Thailand. If you've heard our news this morning, they found them, and they've got video of them and everything. So somebody has snorkeled in there or whatever. And now apparently what they're going to have to do with these kids is teach them how to use a scuba gear, mm-hmm, or something and then take them out. I would think, they're talking about a long time doing this. I would think a 12 or a 13-year-old kid would take to that pretty quick. You know, you go to Florida and, you know, go out and you've never been out on a boat, you've never been scuba, you know, in a matter of 10, 15 minutes, they've got you in the water. So I'm not sure why it's going to take so long, but I don't know everything that's involved here. But that's apparently what they're going to do. And I think that I saw that a U.S. SEALs team is going to be there to help them out. Yeah.
Good.
So we're gonna have a happy ending to this thing, I think. But, yeah, you're going to have to – apparently, they're, you know, there's a cave. It's underwater.
Yeah,
and they're
going to have to involve some,
you know, go down and
maneuvering
go
and all right, crisis situation a little bit. Yeah.
Ted, I want to just – for just a second this morning, a couple of seconds,
yes,
anyway, talk about something that – you know, we don't talk about this. You and I don't talk about this at all very, very often. But tomorrow is the 4th of July, and I'm looking at flags and red, white, and blue, and I'm looking at bunting and whatever. And I asked Tom – Leffler of Leffler Commodities a while ago. What does it mean to be an American? What did it mean to him? Did you hear what he had to say? It's pretty good. He said he thought he was all about freedom of speech to him, about being able to listen to the other guy, other person, even if you don't agree with him, and giving him the way, you know, to say something and express their opinions. He thought that was Tom thought that was very that's essential to being an American. You have any thoughts on an American?
And just putting that in the con. I mean, when you look at other places around the globe, we're pretty special when it comes to things like that.
Right.
And sometimes we lose sight of that because of the we live here and it's the forest and the trees. And sometimes it's hard to see that when it's not something you encounter every day. But it's pretty amazing.
The whole thing that gets the speech and everything gets pretty loud and intense and crazy. And sometimes you have to back up and say, wonder what that. And Tom said something very good. His wife told him that, you know, you can't just pretend you're listening to somebody and then thinking about what you're going to say or how you're going to put them down next. Try to really, you know, digest what they're saying. And I'll tell you what, and this is something that you and I both know that I've discovered over the years is, okay, you go to a party or something, you want to impress people, get them down and sit them to talk about themselves and just listen intently and see what happens. And I've heard a very good friend of mine who was in radio with me for years ago got himself into radio sales, and he said, Mac, you know what? Everything I learned in news was incredible in sales. All I had to do was interview people, sit there and listen to them talk. And pretty soon they'd tell me how I was going to sell them.
Yep.
So, and that's being kind of selfish. But, you know, America is about freedom. It's about liberty. I mean, and we're looking at all the great people who advertise with us, the business people. You know, there are rules and there are some laws that are restrictive a little bit and things like that. But still, if you work hard and you know what you're doing and you get a little luck, you can go places in this country.
Well, that's what we like to think. And that's why so many people around the world want to come here.
That's why they're trying to get over our border and get in here, because we do have this great thing called the USA.
We're doing something right.
You got to be doing something right. All right. Well, proud to be an American today. Okay.
I agree. I'm right there with you.
7:19 now, Steve and Ted. And one of the great things about America is sports. And Ted's got the sports this morning with the Royals.
Even though the whole world is focused on the World Cup. And
we're not.
Not this time around.
All right.
Royals and the Indians yesterday up in Kansas City as the Kansas City Royals begin a homestand. It would be a tough day for the Royals because one guy in the Indians lineup came through with the big hit, not once but twice. Francisco Lindor hit a grand slam home run in the fourth inning. And the next time he came up, he was ready for bear again. You heard the game yesterday on KFH.
Here's the pitch, a swing and a drive, and that is deep. Well struck. Back goes Bonifacio. It's gone. A three-run home run, and Francisco Lindor has driven in seven of the nine Cleveland runs. What a player. Man, it's like he's playing a video game. Just a nice, smooth, easy swing, and the ball just jumped off his bat. It was a slider, and it was hanging above the belt.
Wow.
Royals dropped their fourth in a row as the Tribe wins it 9-3. The Royals and the Indians the next two nights up at Kauffman Stadium. 7:15, game time both nights. You can listen to both games live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. NBA basketball, it's day one of the Summer League in Sacramento yesterday. And we had some players to look at in the game between the Lakers and the Kings. For the Lakers, one of their draft picks, former Kansas Jayhawks, V. Mikhailuk, getting a start for the Lakers yesterday. Made 6 of his 10 shots, 15 points. 3 of those shots were three-pointers. And for the Kings, former Kansas State Wildcat Marcus Foster went 3-for-3 from three-point range for his 9 points. We start to look at some summer action for the NBA. Women's tennis at Wimbledon yesterday. Wichita resident Katie Swan won her opening round match, defeating a competitor from Romania in straight sets.
Wow.
Katie moves on into the second round, into the final 64 for the women. She's a Wichita resident, 19 years old, did see some action at Wichita Collegiate. She's based out of Wichita, and it's her first singles win at a major tournament.
How about that? We'll
watch Katie Swan of Wichita.
Go, Katie. Yeah.
Making her way through Wimbledon. She is a native of Great Britain. She's based out of Wichita.
All right.
And baseball action for the Wichita Wingnuts as their homestand continues. It was an off day yesterday. The Wingnuts back at it tonight and tomorrow. hosting the Lincoln Salt Dogs at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. 7 o'clock tonight and then 6 o'clock tomorrow night on Independence Day as the Wingnuts try to snap a three-game losing streak. Tomorrow's rundown for the Wingnuts include, of course, they're right across the street there from the big 4th of July fireworks spectacular.
Right,
so Lawrence
right.
Dumont Stadium would be a great venue to catch all that. Gates will open at 5 p.m. tomorrow. There'll be a flyover. The game starts at 6:05, a Hometown Heroes presentation after the game, and then the fireworks show at about 9:45 tomorrow night downtown.
I'll bet Jen's going to have the Monarch open for business, too, don't you
think?
I would hope so.
You think?
Yeah, I hope so.
So there you go. There's your rundown of some sports activities going on in Wichita with Steve and Ted.
All right, Ted, 7:23 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Democrats are declaring war on ICE. Steve and Ted in the morning. Hey, by the way, it's time for our Prairie Fire coffee break
it's
on KNSS.
Yep.
Prairie Fire coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita.
Mm-hmm.
What's that, Ted? A coffee cup right there?
It looks like your coffee cup.
It's PFC in there. Mm-hmm. You can get Prairie Fire coffee
it's
at your
below
office.
Below half. You better go fill up.
Just like Steve and Ted by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break.
Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.